Hello, everyone. Thank you for attending and listening to our team's presentation on the TI2 project called Telehealth Experience by Learner Engagement Using Simulation called TELES. So our idea comes from the pandemic. So during the COVID-19 pandemic, we saw the use of telehealth service rise up exponentially. However, are we as educators training medical students in preparation to use it in their future practice? So recently, the AAMC has called for the need to prepare and train learners to be competent in patient care, equity, communication, ethics, and assessment in telehealth services among graduate students, resident physicians, and junior faculty. However, there is no such assessment tool exists for medical students in earlier years, such as MS2s or former training curriculum for telehealth encounters in the Medical College of Wisconsin. So our aim is to study the feasibility of creating and implementing a telehealth simulation training curriculum for our MS2 students. So we performed about 20 stakeholder interviews among clerkship directors, medical students, standardized patients, simulation center administrators, and instructor designers at MCW. And these stakeholder interviews were very important because they allowed us to focus and narrow down the target participants from medical students, such as MS4s and 3s, which we were originally targeting, to MS2s, and also to focus on which domains to target, which helped us on developing these pilot scenarios, which I will share shortly. One of the key feedback given by the clerkship director really struck to us, and he said, "It is needed and beneficial to medical students to learn about the future ways of healthcare delivery. So let's figure out ways to do it," which was great. So our team developed a case based on a follow-up visit of UTI to focus on the telehealth competencies of communication. For the pilot, we invited two medical students who are MS2s from MCW Green Bay campus who had minimal exposure to telehealth, but they only had the exposure through observation. Each session was about 30 minutes long, and each session consisted of 5 minutes of introduction and pre-briefing, and 15 minutes for simulation cases, and 10 minutes for student feedback. After the both pilot, facilitators shared feedback to modify for the future. Our team stated that case developments, administration support, and time management are important, but also medical students found the value in learning about telehealth and call the need for this activity into their curriculum and in the future. So what is next? Our team will create two simulation cases that are peer-reviewed. Then, through the administration support, we will recruit participants among three campuses at the Medical College of Wisconsin, Green Bay, Milwaukee, and Central Wisconsin, and create a validated assessment checklist and surveys. We will first pilot the scenarios we developed and for the final modification and conduct simulation sessions once it is finally modified to collect the data and analyze to disseminate the findings to educators. So what do we need from you? We need the champions from each campus, the seed money from Kern Institute, the administrative support, and research associates to carry out and implement our activity. So thank you for your time, and thank you for listening to my presentation. Thank you.